I want to thank everybody for tuning in again to Bridging the Gap. I'm Corey Graham, Director of Communications for Powell County, and I'm here with Judge Executive James Anderson. Yesterday's show, we touched on what went on at the Powell County Fiscal Court meeting, but due to it being a fairly large and substantial meeting, we decided to carry it over again into today and address some of the things we didn't have time for yesterday. Judge, just going back to the meeting, I know there were some board appointments at the meeting yesterday. Can you kind of touch on how that went?
Yeah, we can. The Library Board and 4-H both had some appointments that need to be made. So Library Director Julie Carroll came before the court with her list of nominations. And from those, I appointed Kenny Rice and Amy Manning to the Powell County Library Board. And both of those were approved. And then Valerie Stewart had submitted one that they needed filled and on the 4-H Youth Development Council, and appointed Roberta Frazier for that one. So that kind of got us through the appointment process in that meeting.
We also had a special guest at the meeting last night, if you will. State Representative David Hale came and spoke to the court. And what did our state representative have to say?
Yeah, Representative Hale's been good since he's been in office. He tries to come at least one or two meetings a year. Typically, he'll come after they get through the legislative session and kind of give us a little bit of update on what kind of things they worked on, what he foresees coming in the future. And he done likewise in our April meeting and talked a little bit about what all was addressed, what he saw coming down the pike, and also kind of informed us that he was pretty sure that there would be a special session this summer sometime to try to look probably at tax and, you know, structure in the state as well as the retirement program would probably be the reason for that session. So, and also had an opportunity to speak with Representative Hale after the meeting. And naturally, I can't go into everything he spoke with, but he had agreed to come do this show. So hopefully people can actually get a chance to hear some of the things we heard when he comes and does that.
That'll be great. You know, it's not often that we get to just connect directly to our state representative as much as we'd like to. Hale has been really engaged within the community, and that's great to have that in your elected officials. And hopefully by then, and we'll be reaching out to the citizens, to our listeners, and through social media and WSKV, we're going to try to take some questions from the audience in advance and have them ready for both judge and state rep in future shows so that we can really get the finger on the pulse of what the people of Powell County care about and not just what seems important to those of us who work in this environment every day. Another issue, there was a took up probably the bulk of the meeting last Tuesday was the reading of an ordinance related to tourism. And if you could, Judge, could you just kind of give us a rundown of what went on there and what's going forward from that ordinance?
Yeah, I'll be glad to. Yeah, under our old business portion, I guess actually 2 months ago, Powell County Tourism Director Serena Bowen had come before the court and requested that we have an ordinance drafted that would kind of reconfigure the county tourism board. And the reason for that request was in relation to some action taken by the cities in the latter part of last year. They had, I guess, for whatever reason, thought it would best serve them if they had their own separate tourism boards, and thus breaking the established ordinance that had them as a joint venture, which was actually, I think, sometime in the early 90s was when it was put together. So we had, per her request, County Attorney Robert King had drafted those ordinances, and we'd had a first reading, and they were set to have a second reading under old business this month. And in that regard, Mayor Dale Allen and City Attorney Scott Graham had came. They had a little bit of a grievance, I guess, with one of the sections in one of those ordinances, and they expressed what they didn't like, and it led to a pretty substantial amount of conversation, especially between those two gentlemen, myself and Magistrate Tipton, exchange of information, and I think it was constructive, but I guess I kind of give people a little bit of what the section that they actually did not like was Section 1 of Ordinance 170314, which stated that regarding debts of joint commission, all debts currently owed by the joint Stanton, Clay City, Powell County Recreation Tourist Convention Commission shall be settled with any new commission-related tourism created by Stanton, Clay City, and Powell County. Kentucky been jointly responsible for the deaths of the Joint Commission, including these deaths resulting from taxation.
And so, Judge, just to break that down into layman's terms for those of us who don't speak lawyer, essentially what that's saying is that the new boards created by splitting these boards would be responsible for the existing debts incurred when they were part of the board as a whole.
That is correct. And Mayor Stanton kind of thought that he should not be obligated to anything that had been done previously, even though it was done as a joint board. So that led to the discussion. And of course, I kind of started out after they kind of wrapped up with what they had to say, that, you know, it was very unfortunate, and it was a prime example of why one of the prime examples of why this is bad for Powell County. You know, here we were in discussions about who owed what. All that work, in my opinion, anything we do in tourism is for the betterment and good of all of Powell County citizens. And for us to be having those interchanges, you know, in that meeting, it had been a lot more productive if we'd been discussing, you know, how we're going to further develop our tourism, not who was getting what part of tourism dollars. So it's just a prime example. I think anytime you're fractured or segmented is less advantageous for the community than when we're united. And I'd pointed out to the mayor and to his credit and the mayor of Clay City and the judges previous to me, you know, I've said it several times on several of our programs already, even, you know, our wastewater authority is a prime example of being unified and working toward one common goal. And that benefited all of our community. And it's the same thing with, I think, our tourism. You know, any state grants or anything you apply for now really promote and foster regionalism. And as grant monies and other funds become less available, you know, it's incumbent upon us to find ways to best utilize those dollars. And when you, in this structure here, for example, you know, by fragmenting in three different sections, that means there's going to be three sets of administrative costs. And therefore, there's dollars that could be generated to promote tourism or to develop in tourism industries here in Powell County that now will be strictly just for administrative costs, in my opinion.
Well, and when you talk about administrative costs, beyond even that, there's going to be the issue of just something plagues all of us is just governmental red tape. I mean, we talked about advancements Clay City's making with their river tourism and how that could potentially tie into the existing adventure tourism reputation we have in the Red River Gorge. And, you know, the current structure dividing these up is going to require, I would assume, a lot of working between these different boards as opposed to just working as a whole.
Yeah, and I kind of see it. You know, for the most part, should be naturally you have different parts of the county that'll have some different segments, but we should be working toward one goal, and that's promoting Powell County. And that includes Stanton, that includes Clay City, and all outlying areas. To think that we're going to take these dollars and only try to promote any one portion of it is, I think, very much not good for our overall goal in developing our tourism. And, you know, tourism has been one thing that we've really seen start to explode here in Powell County. We've started to explode. It was one of the things I ran on was it as one of our big economic players here. And we're starting to see some of the fruits of it. And I think a lot of that's been the advertising that's went on through the what was the existing Powell County Tourism Board. And, you know, I shared with the mayor. He had some, I think, some discontent with some of the things going on that board. And it's like any other thing. We can, any official or any board can always be better. And I kind of, I took the blame as well as laid some on the other leaders of the community. You know, it's real easy to criticize anybody. But when we weren't probably as regularly as we needed willing to tear a board structure apart, you know, I think at first is incumbent on us to attend, make sure that if we have a suggestion or something, that we try it that way first, not to start by tearing it down. And Mayor talked quite a bit at my suggestion. The tourism board prior to this, when they first become notified of this being a possibility, had called a community meeting between that board and the two city entities, and it was not probably handled in the best way, and things got a little contentious, but at the same time, it was the first attempt to start to try to air out some of these differences. So I think that was something that needs to be revisited, and that was basically how this this item finished up was I made the motion that if the both mayors would be agreeable to sit down with myself and whoever else is appropriate and see if let's not throw this thing away yet. Let's see if there's, you know, let's come together. What are the things that you weren't satisfied with? What things can we do better? But let's work harder to try to keep this board as a unified body and tweak it and fix it and not tear it apart, because I think it has much better potential to help Powell County and its citizens if it were unified. It gives us an economy of scale in a sense, and we've done started a lot of projects that are already, you know, partially implemented or whatever that's going to benefit us all. So, you know, I could tell by the discussion, there's still a lot of misinformation out there, you know, not to try to criticize, but just a prime example, you know, at that time, one of the things that the Mayor Stanton alluded to was how much money Tourism Board had in the bank. And yes, they do have some funds in the bank, but a full understanding of why they have those funds makes it not the animal that it would appear to be on the surface.
And I know a lot of those funds were set in reserve for the visitor center that's coming. They're not necessarily in play. They're put back to for a designated project.
That's exactly right. And that's just one element of this, but just kind of explore it and see how things get kind of misconstrued or, you know, maybe taken out of context. You're exactly right. For they was very fortunate, and that was even prior to me coming into office. And I think it was actually two governors ago, Powell County Tourism had been awarded a T grant at that time, which I think was a transportation enhancement grant, had been awarded a grant. And it was for, at that time, $423,000 to build a welcome center in Slade, which would be a central tourism office. Since that time, there's been, I think, two governors changed. And this thing is actually, you know, we're now into 9 or 10 years since it was initiated to now that it's actually started. In that time, the project has nationally expanded, and they've been awarded a little bit more money. That project cost is grown to, I think, somewhere in the mid-$600,000 range. So as part of that, it is a grant, but it's a reimbursable grant. So it's, you know, part of the way they're going to have to do that is naturally they have to pay for those expenditures before they're reimbursed. So it kind of forced them to lay some money back. Naturally, it seems excessive now because it's been such a duration of time, most of that not due to anything directly related to the Tourism Board. But so I think, you know, I expressed the reason that they had some money in the bank. And also, I think the mayor was still the assumption that it was still, or he quote actually mentioned the 423. So naturally, beyond that project's changed quite a bit in scope. It's $200,000, and I don't think none of us ever thought it would take this long. But it's actually, you know, under construction now, and hopefully within the next 6 months or so, we'll be open and ready to serve our community.
Well, it sounds like, you know, despite difference of opinions. And that's a great thing about Powell County is we can disagree, and we can even disagree passionately, but ultimately I do believe that the best interest is at heart of our various entities. And it's good to see we can, even if it's a last ditch effort, and even if it doesn't work, try to come together and rectify some of these problems before there's no turning back.
I agree. And I think a lot of it just boils down to more accurate communication. You know, I think a lot of what led to probably the initiation of this process and to start with was probably misinformation or lack of accurate information, you know, and I think I mentioned in one of our earlier shows, you know, there was a lot of information out in the community circulating as to our tourism board being paid, board members, as well as our director salary being
exceptionally large,
at least double what it probably is. So those things naturally can factor into public perception of, and not even this board, but of anything we have going in the community. So I think to get a format, really sit down and talk about what's displeasing any one person or group with and this goes for not just only the tourism board, but with anything. I think all these things need to be revisited from time to time and looked at and make sure that, you know, we as public officials too, I know we have busy schedules and we're part of a lot of boards, but you know, if there's questions pertaining to one of the boards or one of the entities doing business with us, let's put more effort on our parts to go to those meetings and voice our opinions or concerns and see how willing that group is to work with us prior to pulling the plug on any of them.